With WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting. 191 acres of forest land in Vilas County are now protected in perpetuity. The modest section of land is being added to the Upper Wisconsin River Forest. While a comparatively small parcel, its conservation has big implications for forest health, wildlife, and the local economy. WXPR's Katie Thorson reports.
The Upper Wisconsin River Forest was established in 2015 with 1,042 acres of forest land southeast of Land O'Lakes along the Wisconsin River. It's privately owned with a conservation easement through the state of Wisconsin. Now 191 acres along Highway 45 and County Road E is being added to the forest. Joe Hovel is the director of Partners in Forestry and the Northwoods Alliance. He says the stretch of land includes pine barrens and conifer swamps that's home to a variety of wildlife.
It's a diverse habitat for a variety of wildlife, flora and fauna. I refer to this as protecting nature's DEI on the landscape.
The conservation easement on the original section was secured through Wisconsin's Knowles-Nelson Stewardship Program. The easement on the additional acres came through a category under the Federal Forest Legacy Program called Strategic Small Tracts. The completion of this addition is bittersweet for Hovel, as there's a chance both of those funding sources will no longer be available. The Wisconsin legislature ended its session without renewing Knowles-Nelson, and the Strategic Small Tracts program was funded one time through the Inflation Reduction Act.
All the more grateful to see this project completed because we're at a time of kind of like incredible misguided attacks on some of the most valuable programs.
Small tracts like this one can be key in keeping larger forest segments connected and help reduce the loss of biodiversity.
That's got habitat for threatened and endangered species. I mean, there's spruce grouse there. The pine barrens are an endangered habitat themselves, and they're also a very fragile habitat. Can you imagine, you know, if that was fragmented into small lots and in hunting camps and so forth, and you know, with the fire-prone vulnerability of jack pine, for goodness sakes, that could be a disaster.
The Upper Wisconsin River Forest is open to the public for what Hovel referred to as foot-based activities like hiking, hunting, and fishing. For WXPR News, I'm Katie Thorson.
You can find a map and more details about the Upper Wisconsin River Forest at WXPR.org. Just look for this article. Conservation groups say Wisconsin will lose out on opportunities to set aside public lands. That comes as the state's popular land purchase program is likely to expire in June. WPR's Danielle Kading reports as part of the Wisconsin News Collaborative.
In its final session, the Wisconsin Senate failed to take up bills to reauthorize the Knowles-Nelson Stewardship Program. Some groups and Governor Tony Evers are hoping a bipartisan deal can still be reached. Alex Mendorski is with the Nature Conservancy.
We are urging the governor and legislators to include funding for the Knowles-Nelson Stewardship Program in any package that might be passed in a special session of the legislature.
Land trusts say they'll be able to pursue fewer projects and be forced to rely more on donors without stewardship funding. The program long had bipartisan support. The Wisconsin Supreme Court blocked legislative vetoes of conservation projects. Republicans have cited that decision as one reason for the program's looming demise. Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio.
This story comes from the Wisconsin News Collaborative, a partnership of Wisconsin Public Media Newsrooms, including WUWM, Wisconsin Public Radio, and WXPR. Snowmobile clubs in Vilas County are trying to get the most out of this season. The County Forestry, Recreation, and Land Department announced most of the trails in the southern two-thirds of Vilas County will close today. The only systems to remain open are the Boulder Junction, Land O'Lakes, Presque Isle, and Sainer Trail systems. Trail users are reminded that they may encounter gated sections where systems are closed and are asked to only travel on open trails. According to Travel Wisconsin's snow report, only Vilas County still has snowmobile trails open. Regardless of conditions, all snowmobile trails close on March 31st. A Hazelhurst man is the person found under a UTV on the edge of an Oneida County lake. The Oneida County Sheriff's Office says 58-year-old Paul Vetter was discovered under a UTV after a caller reported it running with no operator in sight at the edge of Lake Cobuchon Monday afternoon. Vetter was taken by ambulance to the Marshfield Medical Center, then transported by medevac for further medical evaluation. The Oneida County Sheriff's Office did not have an update on Vetter's medical condition when they released his name. The debate between candidates for a seat on the Wisconsin Supreme Court needed to be delayed. Candidates Chris Taylor and Maria Lazar had planned to debate last night. However, Taylor was diagnosed with kidney stones. Her campaign said she will rest and recover for a few days before returning to the campaign trail. The debate has been rescheduled for Thursday, April 2nd. The candidates are seeking a 10-year term on the Wisconsin Supreme Court in the April 7th election. Incumbent Justice Rebecca Brantley is not seeking re-election. College application season can be stressful, but the challenges for students in rural communities can involve more than deadlines and essays. We get more from Crystal Blair.
Experts say rural students face a range of challenges when trying to continue their education after graduation. Shanika Williams, a professor at Michigan State University, specializes in rural education. She says one major issue is that students in small communities are often overlooked in the recruitment process.
Particularly big state institutions or highly selective institutions, they are not necessarily doing a deep dive to try and recruit the rural student.
National data reveal about 1 in 5 public school students across the nation attend a rural school, and research shows about 90% of those students graduate high school compared to roughly 82% of urban students, but fewer go on to enroll in college. Crystal Blair reporting.
For WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting.